This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Telling Mike, Day-Day's up here with us as well. Our executive producer and our man Big O is back at the studio, keeping us on the air and doing all the things. Coming up, Coach Raheem Morris. But I was just telling Mike, I just saw where Roger Goodell was coy in his response to whether or not Taylor Swift is going to perform at the halftime show, for the halftime show of the Super Bowl. And my thing is like, man, what are we talking about? Just do it. Like, what is the big deal, Mike? We've seen a variety of different artists, right? Rihanna and right. Trey and Kendrick Lamar. Like, getting the biggest stars is what they're trying to do now. Right. She's one of them. Anyways, I don't know if it'll happen, but Goodell, like, non-committal on this. A little bit surprised?
I told Carl during the commercial break, yes, until her record company forks over the $5 million. Because, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's always been done basically that way. If there's a new album coming out or a release, the record company's going to front that. Because, yes, just, it's a privilege to play the halftime show. You would think, and you could argue from the casual fan viewing, now, again, some marketing guys might be able to find the extrapolations of what she's been worth in free advertising to get people, like casual fans, to watch.
Yeah.
It's almost like the NFL should not ask Taylor Swift to spend anything for this show because she's provided a lot more eyeballs to the sport, which is what they love in the first place. As much as our guys, and we have many angry guys, like, I'm sick and tired of her and the producers showing her, you know your Aunt Kathy likes it.
It's true. That's exactly right. Hey, by the way, the number, I don't know if I gave it. I just said it was NFL style numbers. It peaked at about 6 million. We're talking about the Buckeyes, 14-7 win over the Longhorns. And most watched college football game of the opening weekend. That's a given, but it's also ranked up there as one of the most watched in the last few years. As you go back and then you start having to get into college football playoffs and national championships. So the number, it felt that way for Fox, which is, again, a big deal, man. And I'm not mad at what they're trying to do at the big noon show. And you know, there's room, Mike, in this landscape for both College Game Day and the Fox show. There's more than just one great college football game. I have no issues with this, but it really helped them over last weekend.
And by the way, the minions – the fans of some of the other schools that are in action this week, including, Those Vanderbilt fans feeling their PNV right now.
Hey, man.
Piss and vinegar.
They might do something.
Yeah, man. Vandy goes to Blacksburg, Virginia Tech, trying to avoid an 0-2 start after falling in Beamer Bowl to South Carolina. Old Miss, by the way, starts the SEC campaign against Kentucky up there at Kroger Field.
Yeah, they're a 10-point underdog, bro. Look, the way Old Miss played last weekend, that offense looks potent. But, again, who did they play?
Right.
Slow your roll. Let's get an SEC play and see how this looks. But I expect him to cover the 10 against Kentucky.
And the Fighting Pony Kegs of Illinois. I mean, the Fighting Illini of Brent Bielema, if you know, he likes to put them back. They're actually taking on Duke, which is pretty big. I mean, for Illinois fans, they're number 11 in the country, which is kind of inexplicable if you haven't been watching them. So there are some games that are of interest to many fans. We already talked about that Oregon battle as they'll be taking on Oklahoma State. They'll be having to travel up there to Outson. And the comments from Gundy basically saying, you got too much money over there.
A little bit personal. By the way, Big O, can we play that Mike Gundy, and then we'll follow it up with the Dan
Lee? I'm a man. I'm 50. How old? 54.
He's got to be. Maybe he's 57 now, Mike. I don't know. He's up there.
Look it up.
It's been a while. He's been at Oklahoma State, I think, 17 years, if I remember correctly. Right. But, yeah, this is what Mike Gundy said in regards to Oregon spending $40 million last year. Now, remember, this is before this cap got put into place. Right. We know Ohio State spent a lot of money last year on players as well. So did Texas, blah, blah, blah. Here's what Gundy said. It set off Dan Lanning. We'll play it for you next.
I guessed that the last 3 years that we spent around $7 million over the 3 years, and I think Oregon spent close to 40 last year alone.
Wow.
So that was just 1 year.
Okay.
Now, I might be off a few million, but they're spending a lot of money. They spent a lot of money, you know, and there's some schools that are doing that.
Okay.
So what's the problem? I mean, here's my thing. If I told you Georgia was doing this, dog fans, would you have a problem if every year Georgia's competing for national championships in this era of college football? Where we're at, it's legal. I can do this. I can spend as if I want to go spend on my quarterback, Mike, and pay him $5 million. I can do that. Now, my issue with this is there's always been a disparity. My issue is, Mike Gundy, you know that. Oklahoma State has outspent a lot of schools that they've played. And, you know, when you've got these big billionaire boosters, Mike, that want to contribute to the program, over the years, nobody ever said anything. Put their name on a building and the football program gets $20 million. Nobody ever said anything because it was behind closed doors.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, we know you can legally do this. And here Mike Gundy is going, well, you know, we got them coming up this week, but boy, they spend a lot.
Yeah, but again, I mean, we're talking about Oklahoma. Oil fields in Oklahoma, right, Carl?
There are.
I mean, I know that he's crying poverty on this one, but look, I don't
like... only two things come out of Oklahoma, but that's another story.
Hey, mayonnaise. by the way, and Arlie Army did the same line, of course, in Full Metal Jacket. But I get it. You know, stop complaining about it. It's like old man yells at sky. You know, it's like Gran Torino, get off my lawn. It's like when Brent Venables was taking shots at Deion. That's not the way I do it. Okay, well, you went from 10 wins to 6 wins by not doing it that year that Deion talked about his luggage being Louis, and they obviously had one of the best seasons in Colorado in the last 30 years. So, to me, just get on with it. What's the line from – we use a lot of movie quotes today, but from – from Shawshank, get busy living, get busy dying. I don't hear you complaining.
That's it.
Get your house in order. You pass that big Texas or Oklahoma-sized hat with your oil money and go compete.
Here is Dan Lanning responding to these comments. And by the way, adds a little bit more flavor to this
weekend. Yes, it does.
Right?
We're just saying.
Are they going to shake hands? Huh? Are they going to look each other across the field and like, screw you? What's going on here with
Lanning
going
to go, suck it? I don't know.
I'm saying. Here's Dan Lanning talking about spending.
I got a ton of respect for Coach Gundy. You know, ultimately, how blessed are we to be in a place that's invested in winning? If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better be invested in winning. And we spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't, right? And ultimately, he's a great coach. They've done an unbelievable job. But I want to be a team that's competing at the highest level. And we're really fortunate to be in that situation. So I can't speak on their situation. I have no idea, you know, what they got in their pockets over there. I'm sure UT Martin maybe didn't have as much as them last week.
Now, come on. Now you're changing the argument. UT Martin's there to get their $1.4 whatever million check to be cannon fodder for the Cowboys. Just like Oregon's going to have the same thing coming out to Outson. So, look, you got Phil Knight. Okay, cry me a river. There's no way to spin it if you're Oregon. Now, again, we can debate the right of Gundy to throw it out there, but you can't sit there and try to spin it if you're Oregon. No. You got more access to more money and more resources than anybody.
Yeah, and that's why Oregon became a prominent player. We forget, hardcore college football fans, let me take you back about 25 years ago. Nobody's talking about Oregon, okay? Like, Oregon was not a prominent player in the college football landscape. It wasn't like, oh, my God, we got to play Oregon. All of a sudden, they got this influx of money. Uniforms became cool. The coach was good. They got a couple of quarterbacks that could play. And all of a sudden now, Oregon was in the mainstream. And by the way, here's the other thing. Hardly ever watch their games because the games didn't come on at 10 o'clock at night. So this is right. New. When I say new, this isn't Alabama, Mike, or USC, or the major Ohio State. They are fairly new on the scene, but it's all because of that money influx that you're talking about.
Right. It's funny because one of the guys who coached that team, and Falcon fans remember from back in the day, Rich Brooks.
That's right.
Was Dan Reeves' defensive coordinator, and he was one of the more successful coaches they had. I mean, and that what was that success? Three bowl games and finally winning the Pac-12 and going to the Rose Bowl. And you talked about it. Bilotti was a guy that really kind of put him on the map. Chip Kelly took it to the next level, but they've still never won a national championship in an era that isn't, you can't find film in color.
It's correct. Yeah. And now they look the part. They look really good, right? Hey, look at those gold helmets, the Ducks. But they haven't gotten it done. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chopping up a variety of things, guys. We'll get back into what's going on around the NFL as we get ready for week one. Raheem Morris on the way right after practice gets done here inside of the Ticketmaster Studios as we'll talk to Coach about all the things getting ready for the Bucs this Sunday. And, of course, we're going to get our player segment as well and coming up right after Coach gets done. What do you make of this Kawhi Leonard thing? Our buddy Pablo Torre,
right,
is on his game. He was on his game with the whole Belichick thing, and everybody said, oh, he's crazy. What has happened there? It's been silence because he knew exactly what the situation was. If you haven't heard this report, and people now will get to sniffing around even more, Kawhi Leonard apparently signed a $28 million endorsement deal for a no-show job, which sounds very reminiscent of the old college football, you know, situation, with a fraudulent tree planting company founded – by Clippers owner Steve Ballmer.
Oh.
And what they're saying is this was to circumvent the salary cap. So, Kawhi, I'm going to give you an extra this over here, and we'll word it in a certain way. And, Mike, now people are like, yo, what is going on with this?
And now people are saying we're going to take draft picks. We're going to find them a gazillion dollars. If you're looking for some context, different league, but the NFL back in the old days, Edward DeBartolo, who's the owner of the 49ers, he would circumvent the salary cap, the initial salary cap, or just plain salaries, by putting his players into shopping centers as investors and basically giving these investment opportunities. And then the NFL eventually, also that and bribing the governor of Louisiana for a casino contract, which they got him got
that's right.
as an NFL owner. But if you're looking for a precedent, that's where that went, and that's why it has became the York family that owns the 49ers. So if you look at moving forward, I think what the NBA drops the hammer on him, I would imagine.
I would think so. Look, if there is tangible proof, and Pablo has pretty much shown you.
By the
he's
way,
shown you this.
You wonder if this kind of editorial – was there editorial – what I'm making, what I'm saying is Pablo's breaking stories like Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes.
He is.
Was ESPN putting the screws to him on this stuff previously?
Well, Mike, when you have these partnerships with the leagues,
bingo,
you have to be very careful about how you present these things.
Conflict of interest.
So, I said this. Pablo does this stuff. He's been doing this for a long time. But yes, the fact that he is, here's the information, and I'm going to show you what is going on. And the crazy thing is, for those who don't know, Ballmer is, I think, the richest owner in the NBA.
Right.
And now you're circumventing situations to keep guys. Go look at the Clippers roster, guys.
They're insane. And they're, I want to say they're in the luxury tax almost every year.
They are.
So here's an effort to give your guy the big loot. So look, it's been done before in college sports, which Carl just referred to that. Yeah, back in the old days of the Southwestern Conference and everybody else. But, yeah, that's one that I would imagine – Adam Silver is going to probably get with, you know, we I don't know if Steve Kuhn can answer the question. It's another team, but I would think there'd be a heavy, heavy penalty coming their way.
I would, too. I really believe. And again, if the proof is there, and it seems like it is, just one of those stories that's out there, guys. But, you know, believe it or not, basketball is going to be ramping up here at the end of the month. Hawks will be in camp. And this is one of those stories where you go, hey, no wonder Kawhi never speaks. No wonder Kawhi Leonard never talks to anybody. He's got these deals working. Hey man,
by the way, the best one. What was the book? I forget the tell all expose on Oklahoma. It's not the Barry Switzer book. That's the Bootlegger's Son. That's a good book too.
It is a good book.
But the book they talked about where Brian Bosworth, maybe it was in Bosworth's book, where he got paid to watch an oil well. Get out there with his girlfriend, get a six pack, and just get and earn himself six figures.
These stories in the 80s specifically are endless of, you know, you got a job. What am I doing? Well, don't worry about it. And then guys would get paid in these no-show jobs. It's just crazy. Here's what's crazy. Kawhi is already making a lot of money.
Right.
Like to do this, you only do this so you're not going to get in trouble with the league. and have to pay an exorbitant amount to be in that luxury tax already, this is the only reason why you would do it. But, yeah, it's crazy, man, that you're earning a cool $28 million on the side.
They're saying that it's the Wolves. A couple of guys are bringing this up on the text line, and a couple dudes, Teflon Slacker, nice tag.
Oh, yeah.
Referring to Joe Smith with the T-Wolves.
That's
now they can
right.
circumvent the cap by putting him into some money.
Good call.
On the side.
Yes. And that's the thing. You know, look, guys will try it. Ownership will try it if you can get away with it. But there's a chance. And again, you got to – when you have all this kind of money out there, Mike, there are documents, right?
Right.
These LLCs, it doesn't matter how many you have, there are documents stating, hey, here's where the money is. And then you start doing some investigative stuff, and you're like, who is this guy? What is this company? This company doesn't even exist.
The Wolves lost 5 first-round draft picks.
That's right.
Suspended for a year, and then they got fined like $3.5 million. So it was McHale and the GM are both suspended for an entire season.
Yep. They said that if he signed a below-market free agent deal, he'd eventually sign a 7-year, $86 million pact. Mm. Interesting. So he signed 3 1-year contracts for under
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
$3 million a year.
Yeah.
But to retain his bird rights, and they can pump it up.
Isn't that crazy? And by the
thanks,
way.
Thanks, Oren. I just found you. That's interesting.
It is.
And that was 98-99.
Clippers have won Jack, by the way. So now you've put your team potentially in jeopardy and right. certainly your future when you start.
Blank those picks to paraphrase the Rams.
Yeah, when you start talking about draft capital. All right, guys, we're live at Flowery Branch. Coming up, we're going to go around the NFL. It is week 1 in the National Football League. We're going to let you hear from Micah Parsons, also Aaron Glenn. He's not talking about one guy. He refuses to talk about him. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.